Jurors in the trial of Alaska Senator Ted Stevens listened this morning to three audio recordings of conversations between Stevens and former VECO CEO Bill Allen. Allen is the government's main witness as prosecutors try to build a case that Stevens took more than $250,000 worth of gifts, mostly from VECO. One of the alleged major gifts is the renovation of Stevens' Girdwood home. APRN's Libby Casey reports from Washington.
Bill Allen was confronted by the FBI in August of 2006 and given an option to cooperate with their investigation into political corruption in Alaska, and in turn, his children would receive immunity from prosecution. Allen agreed. The very next day, the FBI recorded a phone call between Allen and his old friend, Ted Stevens.
Hello.
Hey, Bill.
Yeah, Ted.
I'm in San Francisco now.
Allen breaks the news to Stevens that the FBI has searched Allen's house looking for information about Stevens' son, Ben Stevens, who is serving in the Alaska State Senate.
The FBI got a warrant and searched my house and the office.
For what?
With Ben, and trying to figure out, you know, what kind of, you know, what he done for us.
I see.
Okay. And they asked me what I'd done on your house.
Yeah.
And I said, at least paid for everything. And you don't need this problem again, Ted. But that's what they're talking to me, and I just told them I wouldn't talk to them.
Yeah. Okay. Good. Well, I'll talk to Catherine. We'll figure that out. But an inkling something's up, Bill, but I don't know what it is.
Allen says the FBI is asking him about labor charges on the house and who paid for them, and Stevens again says he'll talk to his wife, Catherine, about it. Stevens' lawyers say she was the one handling the bills on the home renovation. In a second call less than 2 weeks later, Stevens encourages Allen to stay positive and physically healthy and uses curse words to describe the government investigators.
Well, I'm not getting much sleep, but I think about all this that's going down about 4 hours a night, but I'm going to survive. I just can't figure out why these are doing this thing to our friends, but Bob and Ben and you and I seem to be the chief targets right now.
Stevens is talking about their mutual friend Bob Persons in Girdwood, who allegedly helped with the Stevens house renovation, and Stevens' son Ben. In the third tape, made a month later, in mid-October of 2006, Stevens warns Allen that they can't talk about the situation, so they're not charged with obstruction of justice. He references Martha Stewart, who 2 years earlier was convicted for what Stevens describes as not having done anything, but for lying about a conversation she had. Stevens warns that the FBI could be listening to them. He proclaims numerous times he believes they're both innocent. Stevens sounds invigorated and defiant, while Allen sounds downtrodden. Stevens gives him multiple pep talks.
You got to get a mental attitude that these guys can't really hurt us. You know, they're not going to shoot us. It's not at Iraq. So what the hell? Worst can happen to us is we run a bunch of legal fees and might lose, and we might have to pay a fine, might have to serve a little time in jail. I hope to Christ it never gets to that, but I don't think it will. But I mean, I'm developing the attitude that I don't think I did anything wrong, so I'm going to go right through my life and keep doing what I think is right.
Stevens tells Allen that he won't visit him because of the investigation. He tells Allen to keep his chin up.
Someone say, Bill, how's it going? Tell him it's going pretty good. I don't know what this thing's going to be, but life's it's a good life, isn't it? Just tell him it's a good life. No matter what they do, it's a good life.
Okay.
Quiet, buddy.
I will.
Okay.
Hey, Ted.
Yeah.
I love you, you know.
Bill, I consider you to be one of my best friends. I'd be over there in a minute if I didn't feel what the lawyer said was right, and I might hurt you by trying to listen to you now, and you're telling me things I should know.
Yeah.
I'll find him out in time. If we need him, your lawyer will share him with my lawyer. But right now, let's play this game so straight that they can't accuse us of one damn thing other than what these other guys have charged us with, which ain't true.
Stephen's lawyers are trying to show the jury that Allen was the one lying about bills and that gifts he gave Stephens were unwanted. They had their chance to cross-examine the government's key witness Monday. Stephen's lawyers asked Allen if he'd ever bribed the senator. Allen said no. The defense attorney asked Allen if Stephens paid his part of the bill when the two dined together or when they traveled together. Allen said yes, he did. He also said extravagant Christmas lights were a surprise for Stephens, and furniture Allen put in the Stephens home was his own idea and not something he asked Stephens permission to do. The lawyer pointed out that Stephens' feet didn't even touch the ground when he sat in one of the seats. Allen also said when he saw one of the bills for the renovation, he did not want to give it to the Stephens couple because it was too high, so they never saw it. Allen also said he didn't bill Stephens for heat tape put on the roof because it was installed to correct a design flaw, which Allen felt bad about. Stephens' lawyers will finish cross-examining him Tuesday morning. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.